Hello everyone, welcome to Winning the Game. Willem Haast here, sharing interesting and empowering perspectives on leading yourself with more power, more clarity, more certainty, and achieving results beyond where you've achieved results before. You have a mind because you are a human being, and your mind is active during your day. It's very interesting to notice whether you're busy-minded or quiet-minded. Simple distinction. I'll share more about that in another video podcast episode. So, quick reminder. When we're busy-minded, we are too distracted. We've got too much going on. It's hard to focus. We're less in our power than when we are quiet-minded. Quiet-minded, you feel more calm. You're more focused. You can choose where you put your attention. And you're more content. Now, when you're busy-minded, you're distracted, you're not present, you're absent-minded, and sometimes we do stupid things. I love to ask people when I teach in groups, what stupid things have you done in your life when you've been too busy-minded for your own good? And I've heard so many fun stories. Sometimes people don't get the question, what do you mean stupid things when busy-minded, whatever? But then they go, you know, do you mean the time when I put the kitchen garbage bag in the washing machine? Yeah, exactly. That was because you were too busy-minded. Oh, I found a loaf of bread in my dishwasher in the kitchen. I must have put it there somehow. Yeah, exactly. You were too busy-minded, so you took the loaf of bread and put it in the dishwasher. Oh, I came to work with one of my kids in the back seat of the car. That's not so uncommon, actually. I dropped one of them off at school, but the daycare one I missed. And I said, are you sitting here? What are you doing here? I'm at work. Shouldn't you drop me off, Dad? I heard hilarious stories. You looked for yourself. What things have you done that they're not so proud of? That was actually plain stupid. And it's not the thing that is of interest here. It's really to start to notice. The source of the stupid action was you were too busy-minded and you didn't notice. That's the thing. You're too busy-minded and you didn't notice. As soon as you notice, wow, you're busy-minded, you get more quiet-minded and you don't do stupid things. I once was hopping into a taxi from Gothenburg in Sweden, where I live. I was flying to London. And in the taxi, I wanted to just finish up some PowerPoint. It was a Friday afternoon, and I want to go on a weekend conference. And I put the phone in the cab on the seat, thinking, will I remember to pick up this phone? Yeah, of course I will. So I worked on the PowerPoint. I did everything, but couldn't send it. You know, this last Friday mail to send. I feel stupid just speaking about this. Hopped out of the taxi, all good. Now in the check-in line at the airport, I took up my computer and like those stupid idiots, which I smile and laugh at inwardly, trying to work on the check-in lines when the Friday afternoon, I was now one of them, right? Busy-minded like crazy. Good, now just sending, where's the phone? No phone. Phone, I realized, it's still in the cab. I did forget it on the seat. Okay, well, I pack the bag up again, rush outdoors and just to find my cab because it was only like 2 minutes. There is no cab there. Then I find a cab company colleague that I traveled, colleague to the person I traveled with, same company, right? And I said, hey, I just got dropped off. And oh, he left, they said, he left. Oh my. If we can look at your receipt, they said, we can actually call him and get access to his communication system. So I showed them the receipt, they called him, and he had left, and he could be here in, a few minutes. So he came back, I got my phone. I tipped him and thanked him so much for the extra turn, and now I'm thinking to myself, oh, good, I'm not going to be distracted now, so I don't send this now. I checked in, I sent the mail, and then I go to the boarding. As I'm waiting by the gate, I call my colleague. And Christine, just to, check in the last call for the week on a Friday and, wish her a good weekend and check whatever I needed to check at work with her. And as I am speaking to Anne Christine, they go boarding, the flight is boarding, and there was some people boarding. And then I suddenly realized, where's my phone? shit, I lost the phone again. Where's my phone? I was feeling my pockets and I couldn't feel it. I felt in my bag, I couldn't feel it, only to realize I'm talking to Anne-Christine on the phone. That's why it's not in my pockets. And the funny thing was, I was pretending and not telling Anne-Christine that I was searching for my lost phone when I was speaking to her. Busy mind like crazy. Not one of my finest moments, but a very human moment. Have you done the same? Thought you lost your phone, but you're speaking to somebody on it? Have you walked around looking for your glasses, only realizing they are on your head? Well, notice how busy your mind is and train yourself to notice, do you have a busy mind or are you more quiet-minded? And as soon as you notice you're in a busy mind, see what you can do to slow down a bit. Simply experimenting with slowing down and noticing what happens is a very powerful little exercise in your day. So my advice is, slow down and notice what happens. And when you've done that, slow down some more. Hope you found this interesting. Experiment with this. I'll be back with more episodes most days of the week. And the next one, I'm going to speak about what is available beyond the quiet mind. A super interesting topic that still fascinates me, but that's for another episode. You're welcome to wilhelmhast.com to find more resources like this. Links there, and welcome back to the podcast, Winning the Game Anytime You Want. Thanks for listening.